We are learning Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and we are beginning five lines from the top of Beis Amud Beis, Tana Rabbanan. Tana Rabbanan learned in the Brisa, Meis Ba'adar. If the original king, the king before this king, died in Adar, Va'omad Achat Achtov, and a different king came to power, Ba'adar, in Adar. So Moinim Shana Lezeh Lezeh. You have a choice. You could ride in the star. Let's say the king before was the king for 25 years. You could ride in the star any day in Adar, the 25th year to the reign of the first king. Or you could ride the first year, the reign of the first year of this king. They both were king together in Adar. One died in Adar, one became king in Adar. You count Moinim Shana Lezeh Lezeh. Meis B'Nisan, V'Amen Achatach B'Nisan. The same thing. Moinim Shana Lezeh Lezeh. You could count for both of them. What's the Chiddush Halachas? The Gemara doesn't talk. What?
Why are you saying to the dead king?
Say why are you saying both Adar and Nisan? That's the question. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. You let the right still the reign of that king. Meis Ba'Adar, let's say the king died in Adar, V'Amen Achatach B'Nisan, and a new king only came to power in Nisan. Moinim Rishayna L'Rishayn. The first year could only be used as that means Adar, there's no king yet to be counted because he was not in power yet. So Rishon L'Rishon, the first year is a Rishon, Rishniya L'Sheni, and the second year is a Sheni because obviously the dead king wasn't a king after Nisan, and the king in Nisan was not a king in Adar. Therefore, in Adar, you write 25th year of that king, and then Nisan, you write to the first year of the new king. So we have three different halachas, and the Gemara is going to go through each one, what the Chiddush is. Amamar. Meis ba'adar, va'omad achar tachtav ba'adar. If the first king died in Adar after 25 years, and the new king came to power in Adar, moinim shana lezeh lezeh. You either say that you write in the star 25th year, Adar, 25th year of the reign of the first king, or the first year of the reign of the new king. Pshita, it's pashita, what's a chiddush? Maybe you would say that you don't count 1 year to two kings, Kamash Malah, no, you do. What would be the Havina? Then maybe you would think that once the Melech already got this year, that means once the king made it alive past Rishchayesh Nisan, maybe that whole year belongs to that king, to the first king. And you're always right, the whole year you're riding right the 25th year of his reign, you keep on riding it until the end of the year, because that's like his year. Kamash Lon, the same year could be both kings. You could write to both kings in the same year. That's the Chiddush. That's the Chiddush of the first case in the Mishnah. Second case in the Mishnah was, rather than the Braisa. That's the Chiddush of the first case in the Braisa. The second case in the Braisa says, Meis B'Nisan, Va'amaracha Tachtav B'Nisan, Moinim Shonel Zel Zel. So here, again, Pshita, we just learned that halacha that they count the same year twice for two different kings. But you would think, you would say that they learned before that 1 year of 1 year, 1 day of the year is considered a year. That's not going to end of the year. You don't say that. No. That still could count it as a year. You would think Dafka, the last day of the year, that could be considered a year. But if the old king only went in 1 day, maybe you would not count that as a year. Kamash Lon, even Tchilas Shana, you count that as a day in the year. The third case was Meis Va'adav Amarach Atachtav Nisan Moinim Rishona L'Rishon, which means the first year before Nisan is counted L'Rishon, 25th year to him. V'Shniya L'Sheni, Veit Marakasha Pshita. It's pashut. Like, what's the chesed halacha? Letzricha deimnu aleha ma'ada umelech b'melechu. So the case was he got appointed king in Adar, and he's a melech b'melechu, and you still don't count that year as for the new king. Now, why does he have to add on the melech b'melech? So Rashi explains because just that he got appointed king, we know that from the brisa before. Now, even though if you realize that brisa that we said, the chiddush, that there was a chiddush, even though we got appointed, we don't count that as a year, that was not this exact brisa. That was a four Tana Rabbanan. But it must be, Rashi sounds like the same brisa. He calls it Rashi. Tosis talks about it. Tosis says that they both said together, both brises were said together. So therefore, you couldn't say there's a chiddush that even though you got appointed, you don't count. That we know already. They say the chiddush is that besides being appointed melech already in Adar, he also was a melech by melech. And a melech by melech is usually the one who's next in line. So you would think, since he's taking over his father, so maybe then you would count that year, even though he actually did not get into power, but he already got appointed and he's a melech by melech, you would think, Mao de Tema Nimnu Le Tadishdin, you should count that as a year. Kamash Malon, no, we do not count that. Lemaisa, until he comes to power, we don't count that as a year. What?
That's only melech by melech?
The chiddush of Imnu Leh alone is a chiddush that we had right from the Brisa before. Here, the chiddush even has two things. Has two milas. This king has two milas. First of all, he got appointed king in Adar, and he was a melech b'melech. Still, we don't start counting from Adar. We count from Nisan. Om Rabbi Yechanan, Menayim l'malachim she'im moinim lehem elam Nisan. What is taka the makar that we only count from Nisan, that is the cutoff date when we start the new year for the king. What's the makar that's Nisan? Maybe a different month of the year. We understand the Gemara said before that there's a reason that you have to have a certain month where it starts the new year, because if not, they can get mixed up. But how do you know they count from Nisan? So he's going to bring a raya from Pesukim. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, this Pasuk is by Shloima HaMelech, when he started building the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Vayhi b'shmeinim shana, va'arba me'ayis shana l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. On the 480th year since the Yidden went out of Mitzrayim, b'shana ravias, the fourth year of his kingdom, of Shlomo HaMelech's kingdom, b'chaydash ziv, which is Iyar, hu chaydash Hashem, it's the second month, l'melech Shlomo Yisrael, v'yiven abayis Hashem. He built the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. So, he built the Beis HaMikdash when? 480 years from Tzeis Meir Yisrael, the fourth year of his reign in Iyar, the second month. So it's Makish Malchus Shloimeh Tzias Mitzrayim. Mika Hekish, the Malchus Shloimeh Tzias Mitzrayim. Ma Tzias Mitzrayim in Nisan. Just like Tzias Mitzrayim, we count from Nisan because that's when it happened. Af Malchus Shloimeh in Nisan. And Malchus Shloimeh also, we count from Nisan. Now, Tzias Mitzrayim in Nisan Raya also. Good, that's when it happened. Maybe in Tishrei we call it the second year of Mitzrayim. How do you know that starts from Nisan? So more than bring a riot to that. But upon him, first thing first is we have a hekish of Malchus Shloimeh to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Just like when we count Yitzias Mitzrayim, we count the every year is counted from Nisan. Same thing for Maluch also, when we say the fourth year of the kingdom, we mean from Nisan. What?
Why wouldn't you know it without the hekish from the fact that it's the second month?
Maybe it turned the fourth year. Second month just means a minion of months. Month for sure, it's a good question. Rashi speaks out that months for sure go with Nisan. That's for sure go with Nisan. Nisan is Rosh Hashanah, Minyan Chadashim, that's for sure. Mordav Zion says that Nisan is the minion for Chadashim. So always when you count months, you always say Chayush Hashem, that's the year. But here we're talking about for the Malchus Shloimeh, the fourth year, how do you know when we count it? So we're saying a hekesh to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim grew from Nolad Menisan Menina, that we count from Nisan. Dilma Tishrei Menina, maybe we count from Tishrei. That would mean that they went out of Mitzrayim in Nisan. When it came to Tishrei already, you would call that the second year since they went out of Mitzrayim. So lo yisag adaitach. That can't be true. The chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Vayal Aaron HaKoyen El Horahar, Api Hashem, Vayom HaShom, Vishnas Ha'arbom Moses Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. He died in the 40th year for when Klal Yisrael went to Mitzrayim. B'Chodesh HaChemishi, in the fifth month, which is Ad Av, was Chodesh Av. Echel Chodesh, he was Niftar, was Chodesh Av. That's Aaron HaKoyen's yardside. And it says the 40th year of Moses Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Mechsev says another passage, beginning of Sefer Devarim, Vayhi Ba'arbom Shana, Ba'ashtei Asa HaChodesh. It says on the 40th year in the 11th month, which is Shvat, Be'echel Chodesh, and Shchodesh Shvat, Dibe Moshe, El Kol Yisrael, El Kol Bnei Yisrael, Chash Shiva Hashem, Yisrael Alayim. It says in the Pasuk, that, so what does it say? We're handling an Av, it says Aaron died, it's the 40th year, since it's Yisrael Mitzrayim. We came to Shvat, it's still the 40th year. Now we passed by Tishrei. If Tishrei was a cutoff date, so the time you reach Shvat, it would be 41. And it still says 40. Oh, where's that kasha? So it's still 40. So you see that you start counting, you see it's Mitzrayim from Nisa. Since he's standing in Av, you call it the 40th year of the Kodesh Shvat, the Kodesh Shnas Abayim, Mechlal, the Rosh Hashanah, Lav Tishrei. You see Rosh Hashanah to the years of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not Tishrei. So, very good. So, Victor Marakash, no, Bishlam Ehech, first of all, Marakash with this, Bishlam Ehech, Mepharash, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bishlam, by the Pasuk with Aaron HaKohen, it says, Abayim, Letzais Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. Shnas Abayim, Letzais Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. But here, Abayim, Shana, by Devarim, don't say Letzais Bnei Yisrael, Meretz Mitzrayim. Hey, no, means 40th year from Mitzrayim. May means 40th year from the Mishkan. Might see Mitzrayim. Bishlam Ehech, Mepharash, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bishlam Aaron says, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Elahai, Memai, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Dilma, Lakomas HaMishkan. Maybe it means since they put up the Mishkan. So how do you know it means 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim? The Mishkan was 1 year later. So maybe really the new year is Tishrei. If it's past Tishrei, it should be the 41st year. Terry says, no, he's counting since the Mishkan was put up. So that's what's his 40 year. So the Gemara, because I want to pop up, Papa says later on, the Gemara, on Daf Gimel and Beis, Shnas Eshem, Shnas Eshem, Zeri Shava. They make, anytime it says in the Pasuk, Shnas, then you learn it from the other one. So when it says Esrim, so you learn from the other Esrim, it's like this Esrim is this Esrim is that. Here also it says Arbaim, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Any other time it says Shnas Arbaim also means Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kedom Rapapa Shnas Esrim, Shnas Esrim, Gzer Shavach. And now Shnas Arbaim, Gzer Shavach. Makai Yetzias Mitzrayim, Makai Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now here the Gemara asks Moshe's Kasha, Mai the Maisa Av Kodim, the Maisa Shvat Kodim. How do you know which was first? Maybe Moshe's thing was first. That was first, and that's why I didn't say. Really, Tishrei is the new year, but the story where Moshe talked to Klal Yisrael on Shvat was before Aaron HaKohen was Nifter. So tomorrow, no, you can't say that. Lo Sakadaita. Tachsiv. It says in the pasuk in Devarim right after this pasuk, Achrei. When did he stand to talk to Klal Yisrael? Achrei HaKohisoy Esichoy Melech Amoris Yosef Vechesbon. After he killed Sichoy. Now, if Aaron was not Nifta yet, so it must be that Sichon is still alive. When Aaron died, Akati have a Sichon Kayim. Sichon was still alive. The Chsiv, Vayishma Kanani Melech Arod, Mashmua Shoma, Shoma Shmei Saharon, he heard that Aaron Akoyan died, Minestalku Anani Akovid, and because Aaron Akoyan died, the Anani Akovid, the clouds of glory, the clouds that were around Klal Yisrael, that protected Klal Yisrael, were there b'schus aharoid, and they left. They heard that Aaron HaKohen died and his daughter Anani covered, and they came to fight with Klal Yisrael. U'kesava nitna rishus olachem b'Yisrael. V'hayin nuchsiv, like the pasuk says, that after Aaron HaKohen died, it says, v'yiru kol ha'edah. V'yiru kol ha'edah k'gav ha'aron. V'yifku es Aaron, so yishmiyom k'gav ha'Yisrael. So what does it mean, v'yiru kol ha'edah k'gav ha'aron? The Gemara darshins, the chsiv, v'yiru kol ha'edah k'gav ha'aron. V'abra v'vo, al tikri v'yiru. Don't say they saw. Ela v'yiru. They were exposed. Why? Because Kigav Aaron died. Now, Ki means because. Either means E, which means if something happens. Dilma means maybe. Ela means like only. And Deha, which means that this happened. So, Akaponim, we're going to prove in the Gemara when we learn tomorrow's daf that Kanani means Sichon. And we see Sichon is still alive when Aaron Kohen dies. And Moshe Rabbeinu was talking after Kaiser Sichon. So must be Moshe Rabbeinu was after the Aaron HaKohen. And you see that you count 40 years from Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can't count 40 years Mitzrayim. And the process of Yerukal Eidu, learning the key means Deha, that Aaron HaKohen died. And Rashi has a whole Arichas. Rashi has a whole Arichas. What exactly, when do you say Ki is E? Dilma, different examples of when you say E. And when you say Ella, Ella means it changes what was there till now. For example, we have in the pasuk with there's two keys there in the pasuk where Sarah laughed about having a baby. So it says in the pasuk, it says that when Avram went to Sarah and said, "You know, you laughed," so she said, "No, I didn't laugh." And the pasuk says, So there, ki areya means that. Daha, because she was scared. Then he says back, Avraham Avinu says back, Vayoyimah loy ki tzachachta. That key means Ella. Loy, Ella tzav, but only, no, you did laugh. You did laugh. You see, the word ki in the same pasuk can mean two different things. And that's these four different things that Rosh Lakish says. But like upon him, for us, we have to know is that Sichem was still alive when Aaron HaKoyin died.